and death, while straggly strands hanging down one's back were most uncomfortable, especially when wet with dew or rain or perspiration. As Tarzan laboured at his tonsorial task, his active mind was busy with many things. He recalled his recent battle with Bolgani, the gorilla, the wounds of which were but just healed. He pondered the strange sleep adventures of his first dreams, and he smiled at the painful outcome of his last practical joke upon the tribe when, dressed in the hide of new mother lion, he had come roaring upon them, only to be leapt upon and almost killed by the great bulls whom he had taught how to defend themselves from an attack of their ancient enemy. His hair, lopped off to his entire satisfaction, and seeing no possibility of pleasure in the company of the tribe, Tarzan swung leisurely into the trees and set off in the direction of his cabin. But when part way there, his attention was attracted by a strong scent spoor coming from the north. It was the scent of the Gomangani. Curiosity, that best developed common heritage of man and ape, always prompted Tarzan to investigate where the Gomangani were concerned. There was that about them which aroused his imagination. Possibly it was because of the diverse...